98.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB,
and KQJOFM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Working so long,
I can't
stumble, and if I fall, would you please pick me up? Fellas, if you don't mind helping me say, Lord, if I stumble, would you please
pick me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here for so long. I can't wait until you
call me your home.
Lord, if I
stumble,
and Lord, if I fall, would you
please pick me up?
Mercy, if you don't mind, would you help me say,
don't let me fall.
Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Bigger than me. I'm walking.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Was the resurrection, praise God, that was turned from defeat to victory, was an assurance of life. We have an announcement of life.
Yeah.
Amen. Put your eyes on verse 6 and look at what the word says. It says that, and he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Praise God. Behold the place where they lay him. I'm trying not to celebrate too early. Praise God. You see, in the place of death was an announcement of life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The last words any of us expect to hear in the cemetery, praise God, is the word of life.
Yeah.
The last announcement we expect to be proclaimed from a tomb, praise God, is the announcement of life.
Yeah.
But that's what happened, praise God, when Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and praise God, Salome, that's the word they heard on this first Easter Sunday. He is risen.
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
he is risen.
He is.
You see, Jesus also gives us an announcement of life in John chapter 10, verse 10, when he said that the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill
and to destroy.
But he said that I am come that they may have life and have it, meaning life more abundantly. How many of y'all in here want to have that abundant life? Praise God. You see, he announced that he came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. The abundant life includes eternal life.
Yeah.
You see, notice the content, praise God, of that announcement that was made from the grave itself.
Uh-huh.
It says he is risen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let me say it again. He is risen.
Yes.
In other words, life is its very content.
Yeah.
It talks about life.
That's why.
Praise God. That's what I love so much about Easter. Even though I know there are some folks saying that Easter is a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
They say that Christmas is a bad holiday.
Yeah.
But I got to realize that I grew up as a little boy, praise God, I will never allow a day to change my feelings about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But when I look at Easter, everything about Easter speaks life. Amen. And everything that we do, let me just give you an example, because soon after we finish, some of y'all are going to go over there and you're going to get some goodies. And in that goodie bag, praise God, there are some eggs. You see, eggs speak of fertility. Amen. Not only that, praise God, you're going to see some flowers around. Flowers, praise God, are the symbol of new life in the springtime. Not only that, some of y'all got some new rags on. Praise God. New rags, I'm talking about clothes, y'all. That speaks. Praise God, that's a symbol of life in people. Yet, the most significant symbol of Easter is the open tomb. Praise God, for it announces that Jesus Christ is risen. So not only do we have an assurance of life, not only do we have an announcement of life, The third thing we see a man when defeat is turned into victory is that we have